Hi, this is Alan.
And this is Kevin from Dill's Greenhouse. Thanks for joining us for Ask Dill's Greenhouse.
Each week, we're going to answer some of the more asked questions we get from our customers at the greenhouse as well as on our Facebook page. From plants to products, we'll be covering quite a number of gardening questions this year.
If you have a gardening question you'd like us to answer, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at info@dillsgreenhouse.net.
We may answer the question in a future Ask Dill's Greenhouse episode or spotlight your question on our Facebook app.
What's our question for today?
People always ask, what can we plant in March? You've been through wintertime, you're itching to get out in the yard, but it's still too early for some things, but there's quite a bit you can plant in March. For instance, perennials, trees, shrubs, even some of the early vegetables like asparagus and rhubarb. You can plant potatoes and onions, strawberries, grapevines. There's quite a bit you can plant in March after the ground's warmed up, that at least that you can dig in it. If it's frozen still a little early. You know, every season's a little different. This is Ohio. You can't always go by the calendar, but in later March after the ground's warmed some and you can start to dig in it, that's the time to plant these early crops.
What if people want to see color, Alan? What can we do to get some color out in the landscape?
Well, there's quite a few things. Some of the early perennials could start to show some color if they're grown early enough, but pansies are a great addition to the garden. You can plant those in early March even. The pansies are funny to me because you make fun of someone, oh, you pansy, but in reality, pansies are tough. You can plant them in the fall, and then they'll winter over, and then they're already planted in the ground, and then they're ready to go come spring. As soon as the weather is nice, they're ready. Pansies are a good way to add color to the garden early and change it up a little bit and get some of that early color going so you can start to feel like it's spring.
If you have a gardening question you'd like us to answer, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at info@dillsgreenhouse.net.
We may answer the question in a future Ask Dill's Greenhouse episode or spotlight your question on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening. Dill.